The Warriors hosting the Portland Trail Blazers, and it was an offensive explosion on Slate Night Saturday, led by Kevin Durant and his 34 points and 11 rebounds, while Draymond Green delivers a double-double with 12 boards and 13 assists, as Stephen Curry had 19 points to go with 6 assists, and off the bench, Ian Clark with 23 points while hitting 3 trays, as the Warriors take down Portland 135-90. Here's Coach Kerr.
Yeah, we got our legs back. The trip that we were on the last couple weeks, whatever it was, kind of carried over to our first home game back against the Knicks the other night. We didn't look fresh at all. And I think just now being home for a few days and having yesterday off, I think the guys look like they had that spring in their step again. So it's good to see. And
Kevin was particularly efficient again. Anything in particular that he did that helped his game get going, or was it just tonight he was on?
I think he just relaxed and played. I think he was a little frustrated the last 4 or 5 games. You know, he wasn't shooting well. He's so hard on himself. I mean, he wants to be ultra efficient every single night, and he basically was for, you know, first 20 plus games of the year, and then he had a few bad ones, and I thought he was getting a little down on himself, and looked like tonight he just relaxed and went out there and had a great, fun night.
A lot of attention will be on the offense, and justifiably so, but was this one of the best defensive performances you've seen from the team this year?
It was excellent. It was one of the best ones in the last couple of weeks, for sure. We were, because this is a hard team to guard. Portland really spreads you out. They got shooters everywhere, and I thought our guys were really on point with their rotations and challenging shots, and we did a great job rebounding as well. So it's a good night defensively.
Steve, the Blazers have had a lot of success in recent seasons, but it seems like this matchup, you guys tend to give them problems. What do you think it is particularly?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I remember them beating us by 30 last year, so I'm not sure, you know, if that's really the case. But I think the teams are similar in some regard. Perimeter-oriented, you know, good passing teams, a lot of shooters. And, you know, we had a great playoff series with them last year. It went 5 games, but every game seemed close. And so I don't know about that, about, you know, the matchup and all that. But we played really well tonight. And this hasn't been, you know, the norm over the last couple of years in my mind.
As good as your starters were, your bench was pretty phenomenal too. I mean, could you talk a little bit about Ian Clark in particular, and has he taken another step from last year? What do you see?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Well, he's getting more consistent minutes now. He's kind of taken Barbosa's role from last year, and he's playing with a lot more confidence, and he's an excellent shooter, obviously, but he's really improved his in-between game. He makes a lot of float shots and puts the ball on the floor, and he's a very smart player. But we're thrilled with Ian. He's having a great year.
And before the Warriors hit the road for 3 games taking them through Christmas, there's one more home game. It's coming up Tuesday night here as they host the Utah Jazz. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.